Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Magic Sponge podcast.
Fuck
I'm
off,
Rob
Beckett.
Beckett. Here he is. Bullard's not happy. Did you lose on the weekend?
Got the right arsehole.
Arrow Levered going on.
Ain't won in the last seven. What are you fucking laughing at?
Oh, your matches keep getting postponed because your pitch is frozen as well, don't they?
Yeah, true. It's just like the poxy English weather, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just a joke.
Especially
Mel
that...
Wells falling apart.
Oh, he stopped. So I've got Ian Smith here as usual and Jimmy Bullard. Bullard, you're not happy. What's happening? You had a row before you come here.
I have had a row, yes, again. I've had some Russian dude next door. It's a car park next door. Joel didn't obviously do his own work again and we couldn't get a parking spot. Same old shit. And then and we pulled up and this rude prick come up to the window. Dan's driving. He's gone, you're not in the raid. All right, mate, what car park? Oh, you're in 24, 26.
Jamaican.
Yeah, but I'm looking for 10. Russian. Looking for number 10. Yeah, but could you go, mate, I've got Joel on the phone. Can you talk? I'm not talking on the phone. Oh, is that right, you fucking dick? Well, how about this? Run him over, Dan. I said, me head come up. And then there's a big glass building. I said, drive the car through the building. And Dan's going, what? Because he's a bit of a nutter. He's got, what, really? Yeah, do it now. So I was that close with driving the motor through the building.
Is everything else all right?
We've got Dorian.
Yeah, we've got a new, what's that? I don't know what his official role is.
Assistant executive.
Assistant producer, and he is absolutely on top of it. And
he's
all over it. We've not had this level of quality since Peregrine.
Must have run out. Yeah, do you remember Peregrine?
I never met him. I never got to meet Peregrine.
Fucking hell. What do you mean you never got to meet him?
I want that was the episode where John Virgo was on, wasn't it?
Yeah, John Virgo was on and you rung up, yeah. We've got Rowan Ricketts on the show today, but what's happening with him? Has he
fucking
apparently called in and said... he's got food poisoning. Can we knock it back an hour?
Mate, he's always got food poisoning. That's why I had to get rid of him. He played for Leverett, didn't he? He's always late. Now, shock, he's late again.
So you sacked him?
Because of that.
Yeah, is this going to be awkward? No,
of course. Yeah, I was just telling him how it is, didn't you? But no, to be fair, he was brilliant for me, but I just didn't have the money to keep him.
Oh, really?
Did he score on his debut?
He did score, yeah. Yeah, he's a good player. He's really good.
But
carrying
not
a bit of timber.
But late. Like,
oh, there he is.
Here he is.
Look, go on the salsa, man. Look at him. Stroll on.
Ro Ricketts has wandered in. Greeting everyone. Not worried about the microphone. Hello, mate. Rob.
What's going on? What's going on?
Yeah, you good?
Yeah, put it there.
I've got the shake Smithy's hand.
What? You've got...
Hey there, Rob. Rickus has walked in for all you podcast listeners. Rickus has walked in the room. I've got to shake Smithy's hand. That's where my head's at.
Hey, we're so fuming at this
come
Russian.
Come on, Ricky, bring it in, boy. Shot your fucking light again.
No.
How are you?
What's happened?
You usually pay 300 quid.
I was in Ajax, isn't it?
And who are you playing for at the moment, then? What club's that?
Oh, he released me, didn't he?
Yeah, he sacked you from Liverpool.
Yeah, but I understand, because do you know what happened? I was playing a game. Listen to this. You remember the games? Who was he playing? This is a joke, but it was a funny story. And I was playing away from home. And he's got me playing centre mid. He's bringing me in. He says, well, you're my linchpin. You're going to be running the show. Experience. And I've gone and called for the ball. I don't know how much you don't know about football. I'm hoping you know a bit.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Sometimes you ask for it, yeah.
So, yeah. He's thrown it into me. I've told the guy, give it. I'm going to lend it back to him.
Yeah.
And I've dropped my shoulder, let it run across my body. The guy didn't go for the dummy. He ran off, bam, scored a goal. Anyway, they went and won the game 2-1.
Yeah.
Jimmy said, Rowan, off, son. Half time.
Take you off at half time.
But at that point, in that
half time, he didn't play Leverhead again.
And after that, he was making changes in that month. So I was thinking, fucking hell, I know I'm a bit of a name in this club, but I'm not. No one's safe here.
No one's safe on the buller.
Hey, Rowan, son, how you doing, lad? You alright? Fuck, I know what's coming. Chop. But yeah, but I love him because he treated me.
No, it wasn't because of that.
No, it was all sort of done, but we don't need
loads
to
loads of money
that.
Issues, loads of I had two or three midfielders in before Row.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? Yeah. Who I brought in from other clubs. It's just a difficult situation. It's one of the first difficult situations for
But one of the best coaches, I'm telling you this right now, I've worked with.
And really?
I told Jimmy, I was because I've worked with a lot of coaches just like Jimmy has. But it was just fascinating working with him. He brought me back to life in terms of my love for football, his attention to detail. And that, what was there, a month and a half, 2 months?
Yeah.
And it was one of the happiest times of my career. Because it's interesting.
Right. He played under some... Have you got food poisoning?
Can you just go back
yeah,
and...
Yeah, a little bit.
Do that.
Shit myself earlier.
Do that
big one.
Again, how good I was as a coach, just in case you didn't get that.
Yeah, because you said you're going to be late because of food poisoning, but you're all right now.
Yeah, I'm all right. It's a bit heavy, but...
Yeah, you're right. Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah. Glenn Oddle managed you, and you're saying Bullard.
Wenger first. I had some other coaches who are amazing guys like Don Howe.
Yeah,
a legend.
But Jimmy's one of the best coaches.
When I say one of the best coaches, just how he delivers what he wants. So there's a lot of coaches, and me and him spoke about it before. And one thing he's amazing at is player management, which is really kind of the main thing, because there's only so much you can teach a player.
Yeah,
especially when you're managing a senior team. But I was just his attention to detail. He's very concise and he's just passionate. And he's heard me say this to him. I've said it to Jim before on the phone. But hopefully he's got a massive career in the game, because you need more coaches like him.
That's nice, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah, it's very nice, isn't it?
Not a winning seven, but it ain't the players, are you?
Yeah. Listen, he can only do so much of what he's got, I'm telling you.
Brilliant, isn't it? It ain't one in seven, but fucking great lad.
Didn't Glenn Oddle, it says that Glenn Oddle put his hand on people's knees, and what, do you think that he could heal people or something? Or that?
Yeah, I heard about that, but I heard that was a bit before I got to Tottenham, and then when I got to Spurs, he had this guy, I forgot his name was John, maybe Messiah or something like that. And he used to come in and talk about visualisation. Didn't help me because I hadn't fucking scored, did I? But I was there. Like,
you've played for so many clubs. Can you remember all the clubs you played for?
Not that many.
Mate, can you name all the clubs you played for?
Only 13.
13, can you name them?
Arsenal, Tottenham.
Yep.
Wolves.
Yep.
Barnsley.
Yep.
QPR.
Yep.
On loan. Coventry.
Yep.
Toronto FC.
Yep.
Diogja.
Yep.
FC Dacia. FC Dacia.
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
FC Dacia.
Yep.
Dempo. Dempo FC.
Dempo, yep, they're here. PTT Rayong.
Yeah, them.
We've got Quevedo.
Quevedo. Yeah.
Eastern Sports Club.
Eastern Sports Club, Hong Kong.
Apani Limited, wow. Dhaka, Shamrock Rovers, SV Willemshaven.
Yeah, all of them. Germany.
Everywhere.
It's a fucking joke.
You've got some quality air miles, haven't you?
You missed the fucking main one.
Oh, never
on the head.
Yeah. On the head.
Sounds like an Indian takeaway menu.
Yeah, it's got everything on there, mate. It's quality. You've got a story about Ben Thatcher at a hotel in Bournemouth.
Snatch.
Yeah. Do you call him Snatch?
Where's Joe? Wagwan, Joe. Yeah. What does it say? I was going to message you about that one. I hope you can fucking hear me, right?
Yeah.
Brilliant. But listen. Yeah, Ben
he's
Thatcher.
He's not right, is he?
He's Snatch.
Yeah.
Ben Thatcher. He's nuts. And I was going to bring that story up because I spoke about it in, that's probably how you picked up in the magazine.
Yeah.
He was nuts. He just was wild. Like, yeah. So he turned up. Did you play with him as well somewhere?
I know all about him. Where was you with him?
Spurs. Okay. And he was on a lot of money, a lot of lolly. He was on a lot of money. He didn't give a shit either. Glenn didn't want to play him. He used to come in pissed. I mean, in the gym. And, just, you know, and he, not every time, because he's quite professional. Well, he's professional coming in pissed, yeah, but he used to come in all over the gaff sometimes. And we're playing an away game. I don't know why. He's a bit like huge. He was a bit nuts, do you know what I mean? Like, he just turned up. He turned up. We walked into the hotel. I don't know why. He had flip flops on. We've walked to reception, we're standing there, and something just took him. The demons took him. He's running, and he's two-footed tackle flip foot with a plant vase. Smashed it to pieces. And left.
So that massive plant pot, he just two-footed.
Yeah, two-footed. And left. That was it. I loved it. Yeah.
What, he just like, flipped.
Yeah, he just flipped.
Gone.
He also done.
Did he not say, boys, watch this?
There's another one. Snatch, if you're out there, brother, this is only a story. I love you. You know I love you. Listen to it. He was out in, you know, I was about to tell a story. It was Carlton Palmer. It wasn't even him. No, I'm fucking talking too much. Keep it rolling.
Do you think Jimmy is one of the best managers and coaches you've had, players, man? What's about the worst managers you've had? Any managers that have just been hard working or gone with?
There's been a few, but I don't remember their names. Know. They're out in Hungary and Moldova.
Oh, so wait, are they
used to turn up to training drunk and stuff like that.
Yeah,
The managers. Horrible.
Yeah, like stuff like we'll be playing 6v6, and the ball go out 7 yards, and they're screaming play on, and players are running up little hills, and it's like, I'm like, what is this? And then I can't get in the team. They lose 12 in a row.
Yeah.
Like at my secondary school, our football pitch, there used to be a pond in it. So they just filled in the pond, but there's like a big lump where the soil
play
was.
On.
Just keep it on the pitch. So every now and then it's just people going in like a bit of sand and stuff like that. It's like, but they have that in professional football in like Moldova.
Yeah, in Hungary, terrible coach. Well, I had 3 coaches in 3 months.
Yeah.
In Hungary, it was disgraceful. Moldova, Toronto FC, I loved it. I was playing under John Carver.
He must have played with so many other players and stuff like that. And he's like, you've got that story about Wrighty, Ian, about the team bus.
Yeah,
did Ian Wright borrowed the team bus?
I was a young lad, and I was at Arsenal. I remember Wright, he jumped on the coach, was at London Colney.
How funny is Wright? He's
quality. Yeah. In playing football, and Jim would say, it's like, you meet a lot of the footballers, I think, it's all the same.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, they live in a bubble, and they keep themselves in it, and they don't actually show their personality, because maybe they're not confident naturally. Do you know what I mean? And the football... the title of being a professional footballer is what maybe carries them through.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas then you've got people like me and Jimmy, you know what I mean? We just roll in and we're life of the party. Do you understand what I mean?
I've never heard anyone say that so seriously, though. I don't know about you, but I'm the life of the party. And I will be the life of the party,
right,
whether you like it or not.
You're right, isn't you?
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Honestly.
He just nicked the team bus, then, did
it? Yeah, he just jumped on it and he took a little, do you know what I mean? It was at Landon Colney, so now it's Watford's training ground. And maybe he didn't have his light. I don't know what he was doing, but he just went and he took a little dip in the ditch. Bam, little touch on the tree. And we had to run off the bus. Yeah, shout out to Ian Wright. He's a proper...
proper driver.
Was it Graham Stack there?
Stacky.
Yeah,
he's a ledge.
I was out with Stacky about a month ago. Absolute lunatic.
He's proper nuts.
Guess whose mate it is? Best mate. Jamie Ann's best mate.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
And Joe Squash's mate's a grand stack. Imagine them three
next,
out.
Is he on next podcast? We'll bring a crash helmet for that one.
Who's that? Stacky?
Yeah, he's a lunatic.
I
looked at him. He looks huge and mental.
He's not right.
Well.
No, he's not right. He's not right.
He's not stable.
He used to do some crazy shit as well.
Look at his mind going.
It's going. I was talking about saying, Stacks, Wagwan, brother. Hopefully he listens to this one. But yeah, Stacks, you know what he used to do?
What?
We used to be in the showers. We'd be in the showers and just everyone's in there. Arsenal youth team were there. He was filth. He had all these rashes on his legs and stuff. And he just started pissing on someone in the shower. Yeah, but he's a good guy. Yeah. He's a real good guy. I love Stacky.
Stacky!
Stacky!
Any other job, if someone's pissing on you, you'd fucking hit them.
It's all banter, though. Yeah. In the football world, it's all banter.
It's mad. He pisses on people. He's the one with the rashes.
Mixes with the water.
Yeah, clean it off.
Yeah.
And apparently it's got a lot of protein in it.
Exactly,
I don't understand that.
Were there any other players at Arsenal, that youth team, that were a bit like that? Was it Stacky the worst? Or
no, Stacky was wild. Jermaine Pennant was crazy. He's always late. He's a real character, but he was...
Fucking pot kettle.
Dear. He was so gifted that when he turned up late, and Liam Brady used to kind of like... he used to let him get away, but he used to tell him off, but he used to try and remind the other players that this wasn't the way to go. But I remember him saying... He came in late and he had like Egg McMuffin all over his cream top. He was sitting there, his ears are like flying out of the fucking room.
His ears are flying out of the room.
And he's sitting there, and then all of a sudden,
we need to his do an phone animated goes episode. Off.
And then all of a sudden, Liam's like, listen, lad, you can't keep doing this, lad. You're coming. Is that a good Irish
accent? Yeah, it's good, actually.
Yeah, that's Jimmy. You just did a good Russian one earlier.
I'm good at doing
that. No, that's a good one.
He said, listen, lad, you're going to. Anyway, he said, listen. we're doing a podcast. so he was just telling him that he's going to have to buckle up because his ability is not going to just be enough. It was in the end, but he said, look at someone like Stephen Sidwell who didn't have half his ability. Mm. But
And orange hair.
And he was saying, but what Stephen Sidwell had would be enough to carry him through. And he, I think, had the most successful career out of all of us.
Oh, out of that group? Yeah, yeah. No, group. He wasn't as talented, but
hard work, and he started getting goals, and he just applied himself. I think we all applied ourselves.
Was Bentley in that squad?
Yeah, he was the year below, or 2 years below.
Yeah.
But sometimes he used to play with us.
Yeah.
But he was another one. He was just a character. He was just having himself.
Yeah, yeah. He loved himself.
Yeah, but he was a player, so when you're that good, you can have yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was good, though.
Yeah, he was better than what the public actually knew. Like, yeah. I mean, like,
I'm
in
a
the
massive
end,
believer that. Proper,
like,
some stuff
so, he's... Yeah, so, even, like, I'll say about Jimmy again, not Jimmy, because you're not going to sign me again, are you? I'm sorry. So, Jim, even some players in England, there are some football players, and he's one of them. Like, and I saw it more. You usually see it usually when you play with someone or train with them.
Yeah.
Because if I play against Jimmy and I'm playing a half or you play the whole game, you don't really get to see what he's about. You've got to see him day in, day out. And when I was training with him the other day, I know obviously he's not as fit as he used to be, but you see little qualities of a, say, like a continental footballer.
Yeah.
But the English media wouldn't be talking about that.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? They're
saying, oh, how much ground he might cover. Oh, Jimmy scored. Or, oh, he's a good footballer. Do you know what I mean? Or sometimes you might perceive it differently. Do you know what I mean? But when I was training with the other team, right, it's proper.
Well, I think that's a bit like Adam Lallana. He's so gifted. But if he was like a young Portuguese or Brazilian coming, they'll be going, oh my God, look at this new great. You know,
but he's more fortunate than I think maybe someone like me or Jimmy, because now that in England, I think a lot of teams now, after probably Spain, Spain and Barcelona, they dominated for
so
long.
You only get fingered for so long, can't you?
Yeah, and it's true. And we spoke about this a lot. And
what's that mean?
Oh, English football, we've been fingered for so long. We go and play, we get in the Champions League quarters, that's our final.
Yeah, we love it.
You go there and you get fingered 4-0 by Barca, you're like, oh, they're good.
and that's
what I'm saying. Okay. Like, it's just the FA just starting to realise now. Oh, hang on, I think we've been doing it wrong for the last 50 years.
Yeah. With all the money and resources that we have. Yeah. So for me,
they're doing a whole new review of the FA now and about the structure of it and stuff
50
like that.
Years too late.
It's just crazy.
What about Tottenham? What are the players like? There was the Jokers there or in the dressing
Jokers.
Room?
Jokers. Robbie Keane, Jamie Redknapp. Jamie was a skipper at the time, but he was funny. They used to have a thing that was going on. It started between those two, so it was like they used to. This was funny. So what they used to do is to finish training, and Robbie would go into Jamie's pocket.
Yeah.
And so he'd message Louise.
Okay.
So he messaged Louise something like what he wants to do to her, but as Jamie. But Jamie was not obviously going to be messaging his missus at that time. So he might say, listen, babe, I'm coming home. Yeah. I'm going to lay you out. I'm going to sort you right out. And say, do you know what I mean? And he's saying, make sure you're ready and this, yeah. that. I'm just finishing training. I'm coming home in my boots and just crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Come and on, then Jamie, boots. I remember Jamie, I think Jamie messaged, I don't remember who the gaffer was at the time. Maybe yeah. it was Martin O'Neill. Island gaffer just says you're the best gaffer I've ever had. I'm really just like, you know what I mean, sucking him right off. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
So they used to wind each other up, didn't
yeah, it? Yeah, like, and then it got deeper, but
yeah, good.
I've got to say, you're going to get a chant ready for Rowan as well, aren't you?
Yeah,
you're going to get a chant.
I'm working
ready.
On a chant. What words it got to be in the chant?
We'd always go find
what
out.
What word would you like in your chant, Rowan?
I don't care.
Just pick a word that you really like, and he'll put it in the chant.
Brother.
Brother's got to go in the chant as well.
Oh, yeah. Who would say that he'd get drunk, get into a scrap and end up in a cell, Bob's your uncle, I'll be back Monday morning? That's what he'd tell you before he went on a night out.
I haven't got a clue.
Who said that? I've read that about you online.
Go on.
So it says that before he would go out, he'd ask him what he's going to do at the weekend and he'd always say something like, get drunk, get into a scrap and end up in a cell, Bob's your uncle, I'll be back by Monday morning.
Ah, you know that. He's got his name written all over, isn't it?
Thatcher. Carlton Palmer.
Snatch, isn't it?
Carlton Palmer, was it?
No.
It was Carlton Palmer.
That's Snatch.
That's Snatch.
Who's Snatch?
Thatcher. Ben Thatcher. You've not been listening.
Oh, right. Yeah. But you know what I mean.
And, it wasn't.
It was Ben Thatcher.
Why? He's just told you it was.
Oh, fucking hell, Smithy. You're
fucking
a weirdo.
God, it's so stressful
today.
He's
such a weirdo. He doesn't even tell you. Did you know who it was?
Yeah, he said who it was. It's his life.
Yeah, well, telling me who it fucking is then.
He knows who it is. He says it's his story.
Okay, that's your life. Ask me a question. What colour's that Coke can? Well, it's red. And then you just go on the next question. You've got to tell him if you're right or wrong.
It feels like someone's trying to prove that they're not lazy in this podcast.
Well, I'm definitely not lazy. Don't come too deep or I'll iron the pair of you out. Seriously, I'm fucking the Russians giving me the arsehole.
We'll bring up Chris Baird.
What's this
about?
I'll fucking go.
Breeder Hagelin saying that you're weak though, mate.
Fuck Breeder Hagelin, the lanky streak of piss.
Never go in the gym.
Yeah, Breeder Hagelin called you weak.
Let me tell you something. Breeder was too bothered about growing his muscles. He should have grew a pair of bollocks. That's the end of that. All right? The fucking lanky 7 foot.
Let's get him on the stack.
Norwegian. Two bob prick.
Breeder Hagelin.
You've not even heard of him.
Never.
Fulham centre back.
What's the point?
The Fulham centre back.
Hagelin.
Massive geezer.
Yeah, right.
He wrote a list of the laziest footballers and put Jimmy Bullard in it. Said he'd never go to the gym.
He's obviously skint, isn't he? I write a story so the papers get out of it, earn 300 quid. He's obviously skint.
Go ahead.
Let him have his 2 minutes, the lanky streak, and then that'll be done with that, won't it?
Barnsley, he was at Barnsley, and you play a practical joke called Andy Johnson at Barnsley.
Barnsley.
Oh, Jono. Yeah, he's got a finger with many.
Come on, Jimmy, five more promotions, you might play him.
Fuck him.
I think you need more than five, don't you?
I don't know.
I'm fucking worried about relegation promotion.
Who's the next game, Jim?
Fuck knows. probably fucking called off.
Oh, you know that? So basically, they couldn't get to the ground, so the game got called off.
It's bollocks.
Have you had to forfeit?
Have you read it? Can't get to the ground, we're called off. Well, would you? Oh, all right then.
So do you have to play it again, or do you win?
Win?
No, you have to play it again.
You must get the win.
You should win. Yeah,
we're still in 2015.
Replays from 2015.
That's a really good joke.
Because a few pre-millennium replays have got to get through.
Rooms be a win in our league.
With Andy Johnson at Barnsley, what happened to...
Jono just had a phobia. He had a phobia.
AJ from Palace.
Is he from Palace? No, not that. Look, not AJ. That AJ, centre midfield player, played for. I think he played. Did he have a spell at West Brom? He's up and downer, long hair.
Okay.
Yeah, he had a bad phobia for
spiders.
Toilet paper, was it?
that ruins your life so much.
No, you must have a rascally ass.
How the hell would you?
What? Cotton wool.
Oh, yeah.
White.
Yeah, I'll tell you,
was it?
I'm on the
have
same.
Have you
the
same?
You don't like cotton wool either?
Fucking terrible.
Yeah. I don't like cotton wool.
Well, imagine getting loads of it and putting it in your mouth.
What it does, if you fucking tear the stuff,
It makes a weird noise. What
face
room.
You're doing, Jim? Oh, yeah.
You don't like it?
Nah. Loads of people have
I
that.
I get it. It's like the chalk ball, like the chalk.
Yeah.
The cotton wool, fucking hell.
So someone rammed his all his clothes with cotton wool, rammed the stuff.
Oh, it's fucking evil.
And he's come back, and he's come back in from training, heaving.
Oh, been sick. Been heaving sick.
Not heaving, like heaving. He wanted to scrap.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because he was, who the fuck done this? Who the fuck done this? And I think he kind of got wind. Someone was like, over there, it's over there. And he brought in, because he lived like on, I think he had a bit of a farmhouse.
Yeah.
So he brought in a big stinking fucking rat.
Dead one.
Obviously fucking dead, wasn't it? Yeah, it was a dead rat. And he planted it around the fella. But I can't remember the fella was.
But put it in like he's
in a round. Yeah, he was not. He's not.
Yeah,
well.
Cotton wool.
But the cotton wool, yeah.
Have you got any phobias?
Yeah, claustrophobic.
Football.
Yeah. Another story at Barnes. It was another crazy one. I was late.
Shock.
Yeah, we fucking go. He's fucking sharp. I was going.
I was like, you held on to that, did you?
But yeah, so I was late to go out for training, and my boots was in. I was the boot room, so I've gone up to the boot room, and it was a weird boot room because it was like. It was open, but it was closed at the same time. Sounds nuts, right? But it was like, it was fucking there on the engine. So I'm there fucking me late. And he was strict. Simon Davey was finding people. So I'm like, fucking ass. I'm looking around. Like, so I need to get in this room. So I've just gone back and I've gone bang. And I've kicked the door because I need to get my boots and no one's there.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do, isn't it? You got to get in there.
Yeah.
So I've got in, picked up the boots, looked around. Ran out, boom. If come back and said, look, someone, I never realised that I've booted and the hinge has come off.
Oh, yeah.
They've come back round and there's a little inquest going on, who booted the door off, who done, and everyone's like, this. So he's like, was it you, Garks? And everybody, I'm like, nope. Then he calls me in the office, he sits me down, he's like, well, I just want to have a chat with you and stuff. And he's like, do you know anything about the door? I said, nothing. He's like, you sure? You don't know anything about it? Because let's say you might know something about it. So, nothing about it. He's like, all right, come here. Shows me the video camera footage. I'm fucking watching it. I'm like, oh my God. Then I looked up in the camera. Then I've gone like, thinking the camera's not working, is it? I'm in this Barnsley Football Club. Then I'm there. And then he's like, yes, like, find me half a week. But
I bet it's embarrassing, though, when you see yourself kick it.
Yeah,
I looked at it. You turn around, you still go, told you it weren't me.
Yeah.
That's why it takes four attempts.
Yeah.
You're still
that's
watching
brilliant,
yourself.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
A horrible feeling.
Yeah, horrible feeling, but it was like,
did
I
he
kind
not
of smiled.
Turn it into a crack, did he say?
A little bit, yeah, because he was cool with me. Sam Davies a nice guy.
He wasn't that cool. He gave you 2 weeks wages.
Yeah, no, half a week's wages, and he never got back in the team either, so.
How did you play for so many countries? Who's your agent? Who sort this out?
That's the problem.
Eric Hall?
Fucking
Bubbler? Bubbler?
Do you know
what
happens?
Say Bubbler, Bubbler. Let me tell you about agents. I've got the worst agent over there. Oh, my goodness gracious.
50% he's had a bit of an image shift, though. He's dressed up as Cruella de Vil
today. Let me tell you something. He don't know whether he's coming or going.
So, and why did you move so much? What was it?
Do you know what it is? And this, maybe in... kind of educated people a bit because we're having a fucking laugh, but listen, when you move out this country as an English football player, if you're not a Beckham or an Owen and you're not moving to a La Liga or a big German league, you're going to kind of tarnish your name and the brand, and so when you go into countries like Moldova, you might be going there because you want, there's players who don't get into their first team at Chelsea and they might drop down to League Two, it might be better for them to go and play in Eastern Europe, Sweden or somewhere else. But what happens is when you go to those countries, you're kind of outside and out of mind.
Yeah.
So when you want to come back, when you've kind of matured and established yourself and approved as a player, they don't want to know because it's like, you're like, where you been?
So
it's easier for them to go and sign a lad that was playing regularly in League One.
Yeah.
You've in League One, then Ebring goes up to the Premier League or the Championship, and then you stay outside the country, try and get back in, it's not going to happen, so you end up moving on again to another country.
Yeah, but like, was it Kazim Richards did that in Turkey?
Yeah,
so he come back a bit, didn't he?
Yeah, but what he had in his favour was that he's, I think he's got a Turkish passport.
Yeah,
so he can go and play for the Turkish, he's a good player, he can go play for the Turkish national team.
Yeah.
So that helped him a lot, but then I went to one country, and then that kind of messes up your CV, and then it's like, oh, Why was he there? He must have fell off. And then all of a sudden, you move on to the next one because you've got to keep trying to earn.
Yeah,
and the longer you stay at the game, they say, oh, you haven't been playing. You sign for the club that you shouldn't really sign for.
Yeah.
Why did you sign for that team? I was in the MLS and tried to come back when the MLS was relatively new. Beckham was playing there. There was not no other players there. And when I tried to move back to England, they was like, oh, he's playing in the MLS.
Yeah.
Whereas now, I think about 7-8 years later, they're taking young American kids.
Yeah.
Back then, they would never afford it. So it's just bad timing. I don't look at it as an excuse. It's just, that was the reasons. Because coming back, I couldn't get a trial in championship.
But it's interesting as well. You've gone to different places and done different things, isn't it? Well, would you be a coach? Want to be a coach, a manager?
Yeah, definitely.
You've got so much experience of it. Also, as well, you took. Mm. You know, you talk well, and you obviously love football.
I think some. You know, like there's a lot of players.
You talk better than me.
I think when you're at the moment, I think you sometimes you're too dictated by your mood.
Okay.
But I've not spent as much time with Rowan.
No,
you were like this when we first did him. You was all happy.
Top draw.
We've had some great conversations. But I think players, there's a lot of players obviously got a lot of experiences, but I still don't think that's enough to maybe be a coach.
Yeah.
You have to actually truly love it and like be, and I've always been like this, but be constantly trying to be a learner.
Yeah.
Learning. He's like, Jimmy's like that. And even when I was over in Ajax, even if you get time, or I can hook you up if you want to go over there, they're so open.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, over at certain clubs, I went to go see my old club, Arsenal, and I could get in there, but you had to, like, plan everything. Do you know what I mean? It's a week in advance to go and see the kids.
Oh, really?
It was Ajax. I just turned up on a day, walked me around, showed me the under-13s, invited me to watch Ajax versus Juventus under-14s. It was just like that.
Oh, really?
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, and they produce, like, well, you've seen what they've been producing over the last 20 years.
Well, David Pleat, you didn't go on with David Pleat, did you?
Football, professional football, you come and play, you need people that's going to love you.
Yeah.
Because they're going to help you progress in your career. Sometimes players, coaches don't like you, could be for your style, could be maybe your attitude. But Pleaty, he never liked me. I don't know. He rated me as a footballer.
Yeah.
So I heard him speaking to other people about me and stuff. But just, I don't know, like some people said it was because he bought Jonathan Blondel with the money that, because he was a director of football.
Yeah.
He bought Jonathan Blondel, I think, for €1 million. Then I came for free from Arsenal. So we played similar positions.
Yeah.
Obviously, they had to justify why they paid €1 million for Jonathan Blondel, who's a Belgium international at the time. So he got his debut before me, but Glenn thought I was a better prospect. So Glenn kept telling me that, and he would have me around the first team, and Blondel was there as well.
Especially have faith from someone like Glenn Hoddle, if he thinks,
he
you
was
know.
Like, Glenn
did
Hoddle.
Did he ever join in training?
Glenn Hoddle joined in training. This guy, he's unbelievable. He used to join in training, he was left, right, outside the boot, he was fantastic. He was
a
like
a weirdo, though, right?
Yeah. I love Glenn. And sometimes it's difficult for me to say and admit that he was a bit, I don't like to say weirdo.
No, but eccentric, but you know.
He was just a bit.
Nah, weirdo.
You know what it is?
Individual.
No, do you know what it is? He's extremely confident and he's very honest.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because a lot of people don't say what they're thinking.
Wronging.
Yeah. I mean, so he was very honest. So if he thought your technique wasn't good enough,
he'll just say it to you.
He'll just say it to you.
Oh, rude then.
Yeah,
rude.
Yeah, you can see him, but he's just honest. If he fucking can't take free kicks, he'll say you're not good at free kicks.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like them people.
Yeah, so Glenn was like that, and he was. But he loved me a lot. But Pleaty, I remember having meetings. I'd have a meeting at 1 o'clock with David Pleaty, and he's like saying, I saw your game yesterday against Watford. Very good.
Was he 3 foot tall?
You played
very
well.
Was he like a mouse?
Was he a minion?
You decorated the pitch. You decorated the pitch very well, but you didn't make much tackles yesterday. Physically,
much tackles.
You need to be playing in a team that can keep more possession. And I don't know if we keep enough possession. I'm going to make some calls to Belgium. Because technically you're fantastic, but you know the game, English game, is very, very dynamic, and you're not at Arsenal no more. So leave it with me. That's after having a good game yesterday. 30 minutes later, Glenn calls me in his office. Hi there, Rowan. We would like to talk to you probably about renewing your contract. If you can keep up what you'll be doing, I'm going to have you run the first team even more now and try to get you on the bench more, but bear with me because we need to win some games. Don't listen to what David Pleat's saying to you. I don't know why he doesn't like you. That was in the space of 30 minutes, and that happened about 6-7 times.
Oh, so that was a bit torn between the two. Yeah.
It's fucked up, isn't it? You're a young boy from the fucking ghetto.
Yeah, it's not right.
From fucking Brixton.
Yeah.
And you're coming in, you're trying to, you know, achieve something in life, and then you've got one guy telling you that, but understand that everyone's different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's what I think sometimes stifles people like that in this country. Whereas in Brazil, It's like, hey, he's like that. Yeah. He bounces in. This is
and even America as well. It's sort of like seen as a good thing with that. But here,
how do you know? You haven't even been there. Would you seen America?
I've never been to.
No, you've never seen. How do you know that? Why did you just say that?
What's your last name?
I don't know. For the rack here, and I thought we were bonding, mate. Come on, South London lads. No, don't worry about it. No, I'm saying, because you know what Americans are like? You get there, it's just so in your face and confident, and that's just the way
it is. I know what you mean.
And you can talk about your qualities.
He knows what he means, but do you know what he means?
I know what I mean, mate.
Oh, right. Okay.
How many times have you been to America, Rob?
I've been to America 4 times.
No, I'm talking about seeing football? The players and stuff.
Oh, yeah, because football is completely different to all other Americans. Yeah, you're right.
That's good.
Fucking hell, mate. Oh, I'm a footballer. I know all about football. It's all just fucking people kicking something, mate. Well, it's so difficult trying to get out of the ghetto. And they went, oh, David Pleat's being mean to me. And then Glenn Oddle's going, oh, but I like you. But then David was going, oh, I don't know. And I just didn't know what to do. Pathetic, mate. Grow up.
It's what these comics are like.
You've got to get video in it,
Joel. Get the video in.
He's there to turn these little turntables.
Have you got any other stories you want to share, like with like funny stuff on nights out with players and stuff like that, or players you've gone out that are a bit, you know, bit of an handful? Because you've got Thatcher. Is anyone else like that?
Snatch. Incy's unbelievable.
Oh yeah, hey, Ian Wright was saying this. Paul would just try and fight him.
Yeah, he was just nuts.
Beat each other up, messing about.
I'm trying to remember some of the stories. I think he was the funniest one.
Paulin.
Yeah, but the stories, and he was the only guy, I don't know why, because he's a good football player, and he was better I was a Man United fan growing up, but he's a better football player than, because if I say Paulin, what do you think of? What style of player?
Oh, just sort of like tough tackling, hard man, enforcer.
And he's not.
No.
He's that.
Yeah.
But he's technically very good.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Both feet. It could take free kicks and stuff. So he shocked me, but he was the only guy that had a sticker of him on my wall.
All right, yeah.
As a kid, and I don't know fucking why, because he's not my style of player that I like. Do you know what I mean? Easy, Jimmy. And then he goes, so I get down, sign for Wolves, end up meeting him. And then, I remember first time in training, I fucking megged him, it was sweet as. Do you know what I mean? Skipped by him, and he's literally chased me down and just cleaned me off my feet like dirty fucking tackle, and he's picked me, don't ever fucking try that again, alright? I'm the fucking governor. That's what he says to that. So I was, alright, fucking Noski, alright, gov. But yeah, he was just amazing. He would do, like, he would come into training and he'd bowl in, he's coming in, he'd look around the training room, sit down there, sometimes he'd fucking might even be naked, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's sitting there with the fucking lad out. And he's going, fucking hell, I don't know what I'm fucking doing here with you guys. I'm fucking multi. I don't know what I'm fucking doing here keeping you guys are fucking afloat.
Brilliant. I'm multi.
He would say that, and then he was so harsh.
Yeah.
Once while I was doing an interview with Sky, it was at Wolves training ground, and I was talking to Sky, and then Inti comes bowling by, and he's known the lady for a long time. I forgot what her name was. So he's come strolling down, he's going, fucking hell, how are you fucking doing? What's happened to you? You let yourself fucking go. Just like that. No banter. Nothing. Waiting for an answer as well. He's fucking waiting for an answer. I'm sitting there, fucking, I love you. Where was we playing? In a away game.
That's when you're on the side and see you actually get up with the answer as well. This would be brilliant.
Yeah. Well, see, it was a away game, and he loved me. Do you know what I mean, as a player and as a person, and he's kind of keep me on his wing. He's called me Little Incy, and I loved him for his banter. He really showed
interest.
Well,
he probably loved it when you nutmegged him because you had that confidence, and then he said all that stuff to you. But then he probably loved it as like.
Yeah, he's just a lovely guy. He used to call me up and talk about football and fucking slate the team if me and him were in the team. Do you know what I mean? But then we're playing away game, and he's the governor, and he's at the end of his career, filthy rich as he loves to say, and he calls me to his room. He's like, Louis, come to my room after we get settled in. I want to have a chat with you. So we've got a big game tonight. I mean, so I've knocked on his room. Fucking running, this guy's in them fucking white fronts, fags, like fucking wine, and he's just sitting down, sprawled out. What the fuck is this? So I mean, you're my fucking idol. So, he was like Scarface, Pacino. He's like, fucking sit down there. Then he starts just giving me a lecture about where you should be playing, like, what level you should be playing at. You're not fucking taking this serious. Yeah. You should be at Man United and your fucking ability. You got fuck. He was just slating into him, but he was the, like, proper. He was the governor.
Yeah. So,
I remember once we were playing a game and he told, he would tell you this story. He wanted to come off because we was already winning the game. And his legs were fucking gone, and he's gone, fuck. He's telling him to get him off. So then they tell him, get me off. They're taking off a younger lad.
Yeah.
So Ince just ran out, fucking charged into someone, boxed, stupid tackle, got suspended, was getting suspended. Ince, what are you doing? It was a stupid tackle. He goes, you don't fucking take me off. That's what he was on about. That's what he was all about, the governor.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Yeah. Is that enough Fincy stories?
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Brilliant. What about the time you were in? You said you played in a match that was fixed. How did you know it was fixed? Like, what went on?
Because Jimmy called me up, didn't he?
Jimmy waiting to get a red card on 46 minutes.
The game that he called me up, and then I'd done the fucking chop the shoulder and work. Then he ends up chopping me. And we lost the game. No, it was in Hungary.
Yeah.
Admiral Dover and both countries, and I was sitting in, like, change room, and I heard them talking, and I said, this was in Hungary first, and they're talking about in Russian. I'm like, what's going on? Because the coach was a Russian guy. So I'm like, what the fuck's going on? They said, yeah, we're trying to work out if we give our bonuses to the ref for the whole season. I was like, and then they said, then the player said, no, we'll do it for the next game. So I was like, cool. So anyway, we won the game, and then we had a friendly the following game. And it was a friendly against the Romanian side. And then I remember our centre-back getting the ball, double step-overs in the six-yard box, slipping and they're scoring. But he did it twice. What the fuck is he doing? Do you know what I mean? Then I find out after he's fucking been paid. And, do you know what I mean? And we're getting slated in the changing room because not everybody, even I don't think the coach knew.
Oh, right.
Just the owners and stuff. Do you know what I mean? It's a mess. But, do you know what I mean? It's a fucking mess, man. It's a fucking mess.
Are you playing for it at the moment,
bro? I'm a free transfer at the moment, but I'm not sure if I'm going to keep playing or I'm going to go straight into coaching. 34,
yeah, so it's sort of a couple of years.
I want to keep playing, but it's like, I was lucky when I played for him because he actually wants to play football.
Yeah.
But then it's like, if go and play for another guy, it's like, if you're not going to play football, at my age, I'm going to say football, you're like on the floor trying to pass through the lines and stuff. Actually, trying to do it like he says.
Yeah.
It's not. It's gonna.
Have you done your badges yet?
Yeah, I've done my badges.
Oh, where did you do those?
In Belfast. In
the piss up place.
Yeah. You've heard about it.
Yeah. This is the place where everyone does their badges.
You gotta get over there, cutters. You gotta get down to cutters.
Really? So how much did it cost to do the course?
I think it was like, oh no, it's maybe $3,000. I can't remember. The PFA subsidised some of it.
All right. Yeah. And it's the best place to do it, is it?
I think so.
Did you enjoy yourself there?
Yeah, I loved it.
Should anyone do it, or do you have to be a former footballer?
You can't fucking do it, I tell you that.
Don't think about it.
That fucking haircut, isn't
it? They won't let you in.
Wait, that would be a good show for Dave. We should have us three doing our badges.
Yeah, well, cool.
Have you done your badges?
Rob proper fancy sell as a player.
Are you loving some? What position?
What's that?
What position do you
play? I don't play 11 or so.
No, but
you don't play 11.
He cracks me up when you're asking this. I love it. It goes all like a kid.
What am I good at? I play up front when I play sort of like five
aside. Proper fancy
stuff. Sort of play like five aside. What are you good at?
I'm good at hold.
Proper fancy stuff. I know. Proper fancy stuff. As a number 9, hold it up. Give the ball to Beckett. Hold it up, little turn, goal, snapshot, goal.
Yeah, one of them.
I know what you fancy yourself then. I can tell the way you carry yourself.
Yeah, but I'm one of the best out of people that play, but we're all rubbish, aren't we, Ian?
No. I've never seen you play this. I don't know if you're if you're good or if you're talking yourself up.
You can hold up the ball.
Beckett's got a ball.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. I can hold the ball up. Yeah. I can turn and finish.
Are you any good, though? Tell the truth.
What's that? No, I'm not good.
We got that sorted out.
I don't think I can play for Leverett. Right, have you got a chant for Rowan?
Yeah.
Did you have any chance about you when you played? Any
chance? What was it, Spurs, was it?
He had loads of chances. He went to fucking...
all over the fucking place.
Probably wouldn't have understood most of the chants.
You like that one, didn't you?
Where was it?
We love Rowan Ricketts.
Nah, that's fucking shit. We love cricket. Oh, how's it go?
We don't like cricket.
Oh, no. We love it.
Oh, yeah.
That was it.
Oh yeah.
Jimmy's mouth is Rowan Ricketts.
Yeah, the audio description, Jimmy's sort of on top of Rowan and they're just fucking each other.
So you've got one for... before we do your Rowan one, we've got the one... Keep sending in your chants to at Dave Magic Sponge or hashtag Magic Sponge. We've got a good one. This video is amazing, Jimmy, of you scoring a free kick for Ipswich against Scunthorpe. It was on Twitter the other week, and then they start singing your chant, and then the goal goes in. They go mad, and then they start singing your chant again, which is, "Oh, Jimmy Bullard, you're the love... Oh, Jimmy Bullard, you're the love of my life. Oh, Jimmy Bullard, I let you shag my wife. Oh, Jimmy Bullard, I want curly hair too."
Oh, I love that song. Fucking love that song.
So... and what's... Oh, well, so we've got a couple more here as well.
Hang on, send me another one of mine.
That's your goal at Ipswich. There's one here from Hull. Give the money back. Give the money back. Give the money back. Give the money.
That's brilliant.
He's bleeding cash.
fucking liberties, bro.
Oh yeah, this one, the chant thing, by Mark McBurney. Said that Dean Gherkin was a goalkeeper and had an absolute shocker. Dean Gherkin. And the fans were singing at him, "You should have stayed in a burger, stayed in a burger." Yeah. For Dean Gherkin.
How does Rowan Ricketts
looking at me like I'm just eating my own shit there.
Fuck is this?
How does that spread around a group of football fans?
I don't know.
Like, his surname's Gherkin. Like, where'd you get them?
What's your Rowan Ricketts chant, Ian?
Right, so we've got to join it. The lyrics are, "Is the reason we bought our tickets, it's a legend, Rowan Ricketts, coming at you like a..." I'm just letting everyone know the lyrics so we can all join in. Otherwise, it's just one man shouting.
Let's go.
Right, I'll sing it then. So everyone join. "If the reason we bought our tickets is a legend, is Rowan Ricketts coming at you like a plague of crickets, is a legend, is Rowan Ricketts." They just do that over and over again.
Hang on, you didn't put the word brother
in there.
What? When was I supposed to be lying?
This is what I'm fucking... Seriously.
Let me do it again.
Oh, my God.
Is the reason we want to take
it? No.
It's the brother, Rowan Ricketts.
Yes, Ian.
Well,
that's Smithy. Thanks for coming in, mate. You've been brilliant.
Wait, we shouted out my fucking podcast yet?
Have you got a podcast?
I am fucking now, innit? I'm one of the biggest ones I've got. No, I've got one. I've done about 5 shows.
Oh, what's it called?
It's the Rowan Ricketts Show.
The Rowan Ricketts Show?
Yeah, so after they've listened to this show,
yeah,
go and download the Rowan Ricketts Show on iTunes.
Why don't you get me and Beckett on that?
Oh, go fuck yourself. What's going on there? Fucking 1-7.
1-7.
These comics don't like it happen, do they?
You need to get me in a left back, mate. I'll stop you leaking in 4 against fucking...
Anyway... Must go.
What do you talk about on your show?
I talk about similar things, like different stories.
Don't copy us.
Yeah, stuff, but it's more like trying to get into like... Oh, lovely, javelin. Just more stuff, more dating stuff.
Dating?
Yeah, because I've just been tapped up by a dating company to become a dating coach.
Oh, really?
Oh,
are you good with... Are you married or are you single? Or are you...
Is he good?
I'm single, but I'm extremely, extremely charming.
Oh. You are?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of women call me out for advice and different things. I'm starting to... So
brilliant. I definitely won't need to come on.
The Royal Ricketts Show, it's called.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I'll definitely download and listen to that. Thanks so much, mate. You've been brilliant. Hopefully you come back on again. We'll see you next time. You'll say anything? Goodbye, Ian. You'll say anything?
Goodbye. Cheers for listening.
Goodbye, everyone. Love you. Thank you,
Take care.
Thank you.
Loved it. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Would you give your mom, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no! Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this? What is...
I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising people.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.